Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, sitting in for Steve Curwood. Category 5 hurricanes are rare. They are the most powerful storms, with wind speeds in excess of 155 miles per hour. Over the past 75 years, there have been just 28 Cat 5s in the Atlantic Ocean Basin, but this year, for the first time, we've had two in one season. Both Hurricane Katrina and Rita began as mild-mannered tropical depressions in the Bahamas, but within 30 hours had grown into monsters. The reason is the loop current. And joining me from Louisiana State University's Coastal Studies Institute is Professor Nan Walker. She's director of the Earth Scan Laboratory there. And Professor Walker, thank you very much for coming in.
It's nice to be here, Bruce.
So the loop current, I've heard it described as high test for hurricanes.
Yeah. The loop current is actually part of the large-scale clockwise gyre of the North Atlantic circulation. Basically, it's part of this gyre that's driven by the trade winds in the tropics and the westerlies in the mid-latitudes. And the loop current is the source of the Gulf Stream. So if you can imagine one large, long ribbon of water flowing around this gyre, it's a little more complicated than that. But basically, it's the warmest waters in the North Atlantic and the Caribbean Sea, which flows through the Yucatan Straits into the Gulf of Mexico, makes a loop around and out through the Florida Straits as the Florida Current, and then the Gulf Stream.
You said gyre?
Gyre, like a clockwise eddy, a huge eddy.
How big is it?
Well, it's approximately 100 miles wide, and so it's a very deep, warm pool of water, and it flows very rapidly. It's the waters in the loop current and the Gulf Stream are the fastest flowing waters in the Atlantic Ocean. They're what we call part of the western boundary current of the Atlantic Ocean.
So it's very mysterious, actually. How deep is it and how warm?
The loop current is about 800 meters deep, so that's about 2,400 feet deep. And it's very warm. It's warmest at the surface. It's approximately 85 degrees Fahrenheit at the surface at the moment. And temperatures above 80 degrees are conducive to intensification of hurricanes.
So how does the warm water affect the intensity of a hurricane?
The warm water is actually, it's called the source of fuel for the hurricane because the winds evaporate the water at the surface, obviously, and that water becomes the fuel for the hurricane when they condense as rain. And that is the energy source for the hurricane primarily.
So we could have seen this coming?
Well, it's more complicated than just, you know, the hurricane moving over the loop current. Because the loop current is in the Gulf of Mexico probably 95% of the time. You know, it's a normal feature of the Gulf of Mexico. You know, the fuel is there for hurricanes to intensify if they move over that current. However, Hurricane Ivan moved over the loop current, and it did not intensify as Katrina and recently Rita did. And so there are other factors, and probably, you know, the key lies in the upper atmosphere, and it has to do with the temperatures and the humidity and the wind.
Nan Walker is director of the Earth Scan Laboratory at the Louisiana State University's Coastal Studies Institute. Professor, again, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.